It's time to talk about food and dining out and the restaurant business and all those wonderful things with Joe Riccio on Shut Up and Eat. Hello, Joe.
Hey, how are we doing?
I'm alive. That's a good thing. How are you feeling?
Yeah, you are alive. I was worried about you last week.
I was worried about me last week, too, but apparently, you know, I'm like Jason in the movies. You can't kill me. I just keep coming.
Yeah, do people even know who Jason is anymore?
Probably not.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm curious.
So I'm like...
I actually just had, for the first time, speaking of childhood, in a long time, I just had a Whopper with cheese, and it was delicious.
I have not had a Whopper in a while, but that sounds pretty good to me.
It was awesome. You had to have them leave off the, like, thick layer of raw onion and the mealy tomato, and then it's totally fine. You know, you gotta have it your way, you know. You gotta let them know, don't make it the gross way like you do. Make it this way.
Right.
So I want to eat it.
Now you've got me craving. I crave a Whopper now, or maybe a quarter pounder with cheese from the other place.
Yeah, you know, the QPC is always a good choice as well. You know, you want the flame broil flavor, or do you want the you know, the patty that's just fried? You know, whatever.
I know I would hate myself later, but you know, for that moment, that minute that it takes to scarf it down, I would be loving life.
Yeah, I mean, there's so many things you hate yourself later for. Like, why deny yourself a quarter pound with cheese?
Exactly. As things go, it's pretty small stuff right there. Well,
that's right.
Joe, this week we wanted to talk about being a patron of restaurants and dealing with wait staff and servers and helping out both sides of the equation. So let's start with this. You walk into a restaurant, you get seated. What's a reasonable amount of time to have to wait before you put in a drink order?
Well, I think that's the most important part. You know, like if I go to a restaurant and it's busy, as long as I get my drink on the table, like, I'm much happier waiting for everything else after that, you know? So I think you got to at least greet the people within a couple minutes and get the drink order right away. Because they might want cocktails before, like, while they look at the wine list, you know? It just shows that they're being seen to. And if somebody's a raging alcoholic, it gets them out of the way, you know, gets their drink on the table so they can be calm.
All right. And now, how often should that server return to your table?
I mean, that's, you know, as a server, you need to, part of it is reading people, you know? Like, if every time you go to a table, somebody's giving you a dirty look like you're interrupting something, then you don't go as often. I think it's better just to be visible to the table, you know? Like, make it known that you're there, so if they need something, you know, like, you can get it for them, but you're also not, like, hovering and... Or it's like in Goodfellas, like impending doom or whatever with Joe Pesci and the when he smashes the bottle on that guy's face. Like impending doom over here.
I got impending doom, yeah.
So now in terms of recommendations, I always like it when a server has recommendations, but that kind of means it's also their responsibility to try a lot of the menu items.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, you shouldn't work someplace that you don't like to eat at, I think, personally. I haven't. Yeah, recommendations, it's like somebody asks, you should be prepared to guide them through the menu. You know, I mean, I don't offer as much as of my personal taste unless they ask for it. I mean, sometimes if you work in a place that's, you know, it's meant to be like five courses and somebody doesn't really understand, they order like two and you know it's going to be like four bites of food, you know, I'll step in and try to guide them, be like, you know, just let you know, I know you ordered two courses, but that's really not a lot of food. And you know, just be a guide, but, you know, but don't impose your tastes on people, you know, your palate, basically.
What's the rule on conversation? How much is too much? When do you start being a chatty Cathy and people want you to go away?
I mean, nobody ever wants me to go away, so I wouldn't even know. But the key, again, you know, read your customers, like... Some people are lonely and that's like part of the experience for them is like making a friend. Usually they're the ones who tell you their name right off the bat, which is kind of makes my heart sink usually and not want to go back to the table at all because I'm not usually waiting tables to make friends. I'm happy to be nice, but I'm not there to make a best friend. I got plenty of friends. I think, yeah, conversation is just... Depends on the place, and like I said, if somebody seems open to it, if somebody actually seems like they like you and they're interested in what you have to say, then talk. If not, just like serve them their food, be present, make sure if they have a concern or whatever, they can you know grab you whatever, and that's it. You know, that's really your responsibility to them, is just to facilitate their dining experience.
I was reading a story not too long ago about some of the, I guess, tricks of the trade that servers often use to, well, frankly, to generate more tips. And some of them were fascinating to me. Obviously, you know, eye contact is good and being pleasant and that sort of things. But even things like placing a hand on the person and touching them as you serve. Do you buy into any of that? Is that real?
I don't love touching. I mean, you know, unless I might be attracted to the person. I don't know. Like, that touching is a I hate it when customers touch me unless I, you know, ask them to. So I kind of return the favor there by not touching them. I don't think that ups your tips. Eye contact, I mean, that's just sales. Like, right. Being a good salesman, that's how you got to do it. I mean, you know, like, I'd rather sell, you know, two $40 bottles of wine than, you know, one $60 bottle. You kind of, you build trust, you know, you kind of slowly closing them throughout the meal. I mean, there's lots of ways to make extra money, to make it, you know, make them feel special. Some servers are like, yeah, I just write my, if I write my name with a little cat ears on it on the check, I get a higher gratuity. Well, if that's the case, good for you. I don't. It's not worth it to put the check down with my name and cat ears on it to make more money.
Joe made a bunny. I'm going to give him a bigger tip.
Oh, look at him. He's so clever. He's like, no, he's just simple.
So now, Joe, before we let you go, I'm just a question. The touching thing, is that why you don't come up and do the show live with us here in studio? You worried about me? You can say it.
You know, I let Ryan have his way with me. So
all right.
I mean, if obviously you're a step up from Ryan. You know, I'm just waiting till I feel like I'm in good enough physical shape to impress you to be up there.
Oh, you're there.
And it may
you're
be there, a buddy. While. So. But this is a new studio, so I got to come up and christen it, you know?
There you go. Kid can dream. That's all I'm saying. Joe Riccio.
Trust me. I'll make it worth your while.
Shut up and eat every Friday afternoon. Joe Riccio from Down East Magazine, Dispatch Magazine, and a fine dining establishment near you. Thank you, Joe. Have a great weekend.
You as well. Talk to you soon.
You got it.